Aquarius, and welcome to part two of your Vision Quest reading, the rune reading part. It's a little bit later in the day. I'm now awake. Hopefully I can sort my words out correctly. I have an astrology afterthought for you, which is a reminder about your second house. And I redid your artifact photo, and instead of a photo including runes and the artifact of minerals, I switched that, and I thought, you know, this really needs to be water, because this reading really is about water. And there is this house in your chart, as I mentioned, that one self, basically in astrology, is composed of houses 12, 1, and 2. And in your case, that's the two Saturn-ruled signs, then them being Capricorn, where you have this profound personal insight going on, and then, of course, Aquarius, which is your sign or rising sign, and then the immediately following sign, which is Pisces, and the sign that is in the second place, Pisces, is about your resources. And this is the house that starts off in ancient astrology as the house of one's, you know, cow and plow point, and then it becomes the house of psychological resources and self-esteem and the most important available resources there are. And you have Pisces in this place, and Pisces has a lot of planets in it. And while I have not dwelt on the self-esteem question in this reading, it deserves more focus and more attention because, as I did mention, having Pisces in the second place can be inherently a kind of a question or a puzzle or a kind of sense of absence of a tangible sense of self enough to have that self-esteem. But the spiritual gift here, the ability to kind of commit yourself to being selfless, in a sense, you can't really be selfless, but in the sense that we think of it, being able to be altruistic and to be supportive of other people is a deep one for you, and this is indicated by Pisces. And I'm one of those naturalists who believes that water is the most important resource. It is the one that can't be synthesized. It is the one that can't really be cleaned very easily, and it is utterly, completely essential to life. As I take a sip of tea. And further, most of the world's water, I think something like 99% of the world's water is salt water. And so the concept of a clean glass of clean, potable, drinkable, healthy water, notably from Kingston, we have a little lake in Woodstock where we pump our water out of, and we are one of the places in the United States that doesn't fluoridate its water. We're somewhat famous for that. I don't know what the tradition behind that is. And probably if I were to come back in Kingston in 1,000 years, they still wouldn't be fluoridating the water because nothing ever changes in Kingston. The concept of a glass of water, and a mostly full glass of water, is the perfect symbol for you to meditate on. The presence of planets in Pisces is complicated in your chart this year. It's not so simple, and that is partly due to the diversity of planets creating a kind of a kaleidoscope of possibilities of how you feel about yourself. But one thing that is clear is that there is abundance. There is a lot of whatever there is, and a good industrialist can take a lot of anything and make something useful out of it and turn it into something that is ultimately at least useful. And yet the presence of Nessus, one of the points in Pisces, and also to some extent the South Node in Pisces, where there will be eclipses this year, is indicating kind of an and-but factor. It's saying, well, you have a lot of resources, but you doubt yourself. And so the thing is that your resources are not about so much about a thing to evaluate as they are a thing to actually use. and to use things, you want to make sure that they are replenished, because you certainly have a lot, and you have a lot of outflow, of things going out. And what is vital is that you be able to maintain your kind of level of water, your resourcefulness, and honor the fact that you need to have in order to give. And based on that, it would be productive to have almost anything, if you can find a use for it, to share with others. And I'm not exactly saying that your whole purpose is to give yourself away, but there's plenty of that that is going on. And with that going on, it will be essential that you are also in the in kind of the mode of receiving. And by the way, a planet associated with your eighth house, Virgo, where resources do come into your life, is Chiron, and that is in your second house. And so the thing that you give to others and the thing that they give to you might be completely different, seemingly unrelated things. But however, there is the possibility for a real exchange, and for that exchange to have a strong orientation on healing. Now, as for these runes, and by the way, I'm speaking in the very moments before Mercury stations direct. It has been another heck of a Mercury retrograde.